At last we shall see the King in his beauty, July 26. To everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life that is in the paradise of God, NRSV. If you feel a spirit of controversy with anyone, just go out somewhere and speak of the love of Christ to souls who need a testimony in favor of the truth. Speak of the loveliness of Christ, and the wicked spirit that has been in your heart will depart. What we need is an experience in overcoming the enemy, and in clinging to the Mighty One. We cannot afford to lose everlasting life. I must tell you that heaven is to be sought for, to be prayed for, to be worked for. We cannot, with our unconverted traits of character, drift into heaven. Do not spend time in controversy with those who bring up objections, for the enemy will suggest to other minds enough to occupy your time in combating them. Your strength is to keep to the affirmative. When the devil met Christ in the wilderness, Christ did not enter into controversy with him. Satan tempted him to perform a miracle to create bread. Had Christ done this, he would have given the enemy a decided advantage, for Satan might have given a similar evidence of his own power. So today, if people bring to you objections to the truth, and try to stir you up, do not become excited. Keep on the track of the affirmative. Affirm the truth, thus saith the Lord, and let me tell you, the enemy will soon desire to get out of your presence. Let us lay aside the warfare the enemy would have us put on. Let us begin to work in earnest to overcome our hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil. Let us plead with God to take away the wicked propensity to fault-finding, and in its place to give us life and the love of Christ. We have a heaven to win, and Christ wants us to have it. He died that we might have it. Every soul who is saved in the kingdom of God will give the glory to him, not to any human being. Christ will open for us the golden gates, he will invite us to enter. And we must enter heaven here below or we shall never enter the heaven hereafter. Right here on this earth we must begin to live the life of Christ, and then it will be a heaven to you and it will be a heaven to those who associate with you. And at last you will see the King in his beauty, you will behold his matchless charms and, touching the golden harp, fill heaven with rich music and songs to the Lamb.